Well, it was obviously important to have a good start to the season, without doubt, but playing against a Mansfield team who have just been promoted and you know they're on a very, very high, these games are not easy by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I said it was going to be probably one of our toughest games of the season because of those elements. And then you look at how they started, we said it's going to be physical. They are a bit direct at times. They're going to throw a lot of balls into the box. And I said, if we deal with that in our box, then I think we've got enough on the pitch to hurt them and move the ball around. But the first 15 minutes, we were backs against the wall. They threw everything at us in the box. So great credit to the defence for keeping solid in that period.
And you had to absorb a lot, didn't you?
We did, and you could see why. They've had a lot of success because they play regularly together, and you can see there's an understanding, and when they're throwing balls in, doesn't matter how good you are, as a defender, to deal with that kind of aerial threat, it was always going to be tough. But I thought when we worked on it in training, it was all about putting that plan together and on the pitch, and of course the players had to then produce that defensive ability, which we did very, very well. So great credit to them. But once we got our noses in front, you could see then the confidence start to flow through ours, and when we start to move the ball, you could see how we could actually hurt them. And that was what we said. We talked about when we get the ball, be calm with it, move it quickly. And I feel if we move it quickly, we can certainly get amongst them. And I think that we've got enough energy in our team to hurt them. So to get the first goal was brilliant. But Sam's Winnell's second just really calmed things down, and you could see we were well in control after that. There was a few scares, but other than that, I thought we controlled the game, and we didn't have to go out in the second half to go and score goals, although you want that third goal, which would have been a lot easier. But there was some fantastic play, and we're nearly, one of the best moves of the game, where Welshie would have got the goal at the back end, at the far end of the post. He just missed it with a header. That would have been a sensational goal. But it just shows you we have got the capabilities of hurting teams. When we pass it, we pass it well. And then we made Mansfield at times look very ordinary. So there's a lot of good positives come out of it. Clean sheet, obviously. Many managers crave for that, don't they? And particularly with our football team, over the last few years, we've not seen many of them.
No, nearly not one as well, though, with the penalty. Well, what's your take on the incident and the decision in the first place? It's obviously seen Eddie pick up his second yellow card.
Yeah, well, it's one of those contentious ones, isn't it, where you common sense prevails. It was a sloppy ball, Jordan Clark's gone on, and he's just... I wanted him to have 5 minutes at least to find his feet, to get in with it. I know he'd come in late yesterday, but it was important to try and give him a little feel of the ball. But his first touch was actually... He gave it back to them, and then they've crossed it. And unfortunately, I don't know whether it is a handball or do you call it a deliberate... But the punishment should be enough. It wasn't deliberate. He didn't go out there and put his hands out there. The ball's hit his hand.
But however,
By the letter of the law, they're correct in what they've done. Unfortunately, that's the way we have to do it. So he probably missed one game, and that will be the Barnsley game. So at least it's not a league game, and it's only one game, and we'll have to suffer the consequences of that.
Yeah, how much of a relief is that? Because had you not had the cup game, you would have probably needed him with Andy Dawson not being available next week. So how much of a relief is that?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head, haven't you? It's one of those. It could have caused us a real headache, and it would have been our own undoing. That's the thing. But that's the only negative thing I would say about the game. But other than that, I think we won the game, and that's again experiencing that's in the team now, where we've brought players in who've got that experience, who can slow the game down when necessary, who know how to win the game and be calm and utilise space and time. And I thought that was terrific for us in the second half.